My name is Georgina Bruni, author of You Can't Tell the People, the definitive account of the Rendlesham Forest mystery. What you're about to hear is a recording of an event that took place in Rendlesham Forest, Suffolk, England, in December 1980. The voices are those of Lieutenant Colonel Charles Holt and members of the United States Air Force stationed at RAF Bentwaters and Woodbridge.
150 feet or more from the initial, I should say, suspected impact point. Having a little difficulty, we can't get the light all to work. There seems to be some kind of mechanical problem. Let's send back another light. Can you tell we're going to take some readings with the Geiger counter and chase around here a little bit, wait for another light all to come back in. Okay, we're now approaching area within about 25, 30 feet. What kind of readings are we getting? Anything? Just minor clicks. Reading impressions.
There's one.
Is that all bigger than that?
Well, there's one more well.
So this is the security control.
We're still getting clicks.
On the key out, security 6, worry. Escape.
Can we read that on the scale?
Yes, sir. We're now on the 5/10 scale, and we're reading about 3rd, 4th acre.
Okay, we're still comfortably safe here.
Do you remember light on? Yes, that's right.
Right over here, it looks like an abrasion pointing into the center to
It is. Heading area.
It may be old though. There's some scent marks or something on it.
It's going back around. Yeah.
So it gives an extension of it.
Yeah, this is an awkward thing to use, isn't it?
I don't see how I can carry it on my shit on my ears, but this one broke.
When we get any further, I'm gonna shut to your quarter off till we find something.
Up here.
Picking up? What are we up to? We're up to 2-3 units. Deflection, you're getting in close to one pod.
Picking up something here. Picking up.
Okay, it's still not going above 3 or 4 units.
Picking up more though, more frequently.
Yes, you're staying steady up around 2 to 3 to 4 units now. Yeah.
Each one of these trees that face in at a blast, what we assume is a landing site, all have an abrasion facing in the same direction towards the center. The same
that's
center.
Interesting. Well, let's go this way around the circle here. Turn it back down here.
Picking up
something
collection.
Let me see that. That's kind of funny. That's you're right about the abrasion. I've never seen a pine tree that's been damaged react that fast.
I have a bottle to put that in.
Yeah, you got a sample bottle?
Yes, sir. Yeah, here,
set this under off.
You'll notice they're all the same thing.
Okay, from now on, let's identify that as point number one. That stake there. So you all know where it is with the sketch. You got that set in levels?
Yes, sir.
Close okay. Closest to the wood bridge base.
Be point one.
And let's go clockwise from there.
Point two.
So this tree is between point two.
Two other personnel requesting to find a location.
Tell them negative at this time. We'll tell them when they can come out here. We don't want them out here right now.
Okay, the sample, you're going to mark this sample number one.
Yes.
Have them cut it off and include some of that sap and all. Is between indentation 2 and 3 on a pine tree about 5 feet away, about 3.5 feet off the ground. There's a round abrasion on the tree about 3.5-4 inches in diameter. It looks like it might be old, but strange as a crystalline pine sap has come out that fast. You see those other trees here that are damaged in similar fashion?
Yes, so I'll make toward the center of the landing. So
okay, why don't you take a picture of that and remember your picture, and you got to be writing this down. Well, it's going to be on the tape.
Right. Got a tape measure with you?
This is the picture. Your first picture will be at the first tree, the one between mark 2 and 3. Meantime, I'm going to look at a couple of these trees over here.
We are getting some.
You're getting rains on the tree you're taking samples from on the side facing the suspected landing site.
4 clicks, max.
Up to 4. Interesting. That's right where you're taking the sample now. 4. That's the strongest point on the tree?
Yes, sir. If you come to the back, there's no clicks whatsoever.
No clicks at all on the back. It's all on the
maybe
side facing the... Interesting. The indentations look like something twisted. Has it got, you know, has it sat down on them? Looks like someone took something and sat it down and twisted it from side to side.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange.
We're looking at the same tree we took the sample off with this, what do you call it, star scope?
Uh-huh, star scope. Getting a definite heat reflection off the tree, about 3 to 4 feet off the ground?
Yes, where the spot is. Exactly.
Same place where the spot is, we're getting a heat.
There's a spot on the tree directly behind us. I picked up the same thing, one off to your right.
Three trees in the area, immediately adjacent to the site, within 10 feet of the suspected landing site. We're picking up heat reflection off the trees.
Like 5 and up.
What's that again?
Shine a light on again, Bob.
Well, you have
trouble getting some light on the spot, and then when you want them,
okay, turn
the
light on.
You'll notice the white.
Hey. You're right, because there's a white streak on the tree.
It indicates,
let me turn around look at this tree over here now. Just a second. White streak right on the tree. I can see it. Give me a little sideline so I can climb the tree. Okay, off.
Alpha 2 security.
I lost the tree. Okay.
Okay, stop, stop. Light on. Hey, this is Erie. This is strange. Here, tell me why I look at the spots in the ground.
Whoops, watch out.
I want to walk over there, sir.
There's one.
Okay, let's step back and not walk all over him. Come back here and somebody put a beam on him. You're going to have to be back 10 or 15 feet. You see it?
Okay, fine.
Okay, lights off.
He took this long to dock.
What do you think about the spot? Spot number 3. Let's go to the back corner and get spot number 1. Spot number 1. Here's spot number 1 right here. Spot number 1 right here. You need some light? There it is right there. Are you focused? Okay. Look around spot number 1 through the starlight scope.
Take a slight increase in light as I go over.
Slight increase in light at spot number 1. Let's go look at spot number 2. Spot number 2 is right over here. Right here. See it? Okay, get focused on it. Tell me when. Okay. Lights on. Let's see what we get on it. Just a slight increase?
Try to center.
The center spot. Well, it really isn't center. It's slightly off center. It's right there. Okay. We gotta get your reading on it right there.
Okay.
Tell me when you're ready. Okay, lights on. This is the center spot we're looking at now. We're almost the center. Slight increase there. This is slightly off center toward the 1-2 side. It's a some type of abrasion or something in the ground where the pine needles are all pushed back, and we'll get a high reading about the deflection of 2 to 3, maybe 4, depending on the point of it.
Yes.
You said there's a positive after effect?
Yes, there is definitely.
That's on the center spot. There is an after effect.
What does that mean?
It means when the lights are turned off, once we are focused in, it'll allow time for the eyes to adjust. We are getting an indication of a heat source coming out of that center spot, as which will show up on the
heat. Some form of energy. It's hardly heat at this stage of the game.
And it is looking directly overhead. One can see an opening in the trees plus some freshly broken pine branches on the ground underneath. Looks like someone came off about 15 to 20 feet up. Some small branches about an inch or less in diameter. We're 148. We're hearing very strange sounds out of the farmers burning our animals. It's very, very active, making an awful lot of noise.
You have been a pigmentation.
You just saw a light where?
Right in this position here, straight ahead in between the tree. There it is again.
Watch.
Straight ahead off my flashlight there, sir. So there it is.
Hey, I see it too. What is it?
We don't know, sir.
So, yeah, can I get some of it? Yeah, it's a strange, small red light. Looks like maybe a quarter to half mile, maybe further out. I'm going to switch off. The light is gone now. It was approximately 120 degrees from the site. Is it back again?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's the flashlight set. Let's move out to the edge of the clearing so I can get a better look at it. See if you can get the star scope on it. The light's still there, and all the barnyard animals have gotten quiet now. Yeah, we're heading about 110 to 120 degrees from the site out through to the clearing now. Still getting a reading on the meter. About 2 clicks. Maybe 3 to 4 clicks, getting stronger.
Now it's coming up. Hold up, there we go. It's about approximately 4 foot off the ground. It's a compass setting of 110 degrees.
All right, just turn the meter off. Got to say that again. About 4 feet off the ground, about 110 degrees, getting a reading of about 4 clicks.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but
now it's dying.
Now it's dying. I think it's something other than the ground. I think it's something that's
Right,
we just found the first night bird we've seen. We're about 150 or 200 yards from the site. Everything else is just deathly calm. There is no doubt about it. There's some type of strange flashing red light ahead.
There's yellow.
I saw a yellow tinge in it too. Weird. It appears.
appears to be maybe moving a little bit this way. It's brighter than it has been.
Yeah.
It's coming this way.
Also,
it is definitely coming this way. Pieces of it are shooting off. There is no doubt about it. This is weird.
Which will show up on the screen.
Some form of energy. It's hardly heat at this stage of the game.